Moncrief on News Talk.
This weekend, tens of thousands of people will take part in the Dublin Marathon. For many, it'll be their first time and evidence of their increased health and fitness. But is pounding a pavement for 42 kilometres actually good for you? Dr. Niall Moyna from DCU has done some research into this. He's Professor of Clinical Exercise Physiology at DCU. Good afternoon, Niall.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So is there a point at which, if you're running a marathon, where perhaps you're doing more harm than good?
Well, first of all, I think it's very important to understand, look, that any form of exercise is good. You know, and I always say that exercise is the best medicine we have. In fact, it's a magic bullet. But like any medicine, if you overindulge in it, and I think it's the same with exercise. Now, for many people, the marathon and participating in a marathon maybe once a year is that big challenge, both physiologically and psychologically, gets them up off the couch, it gets them moving. But for many people, you know, you think about the best athletes out there, they're going to cover the marathon in less than 2 hours and 20 minutes. And they're really, really fit. And then you have someone coming along and they're spending 6 hours covering the same distance and they don't have anywhere near the same fitness level. So it's going to impose a much greater demand on their physiological systems and it'll cause much greater stress, both physical and mental, to those individuals.
Right. And so part of those stresses, as I understand it, will take place on the muscle fibres.
Well, look, there are lots of things that happen during a marathon. It is really, really an extreme event for the human body. And one of the things, obviously, we take around, say, 40,000 steps during the marathon. And every time your foot hits the ground, that's extra stress on your muscles and your joints. And what happens over time, you start getting these small micro tears in your muscle. And then what happens out, the contents of the muscle will then leak into the blood. And we have to get rid of that. And it's normally the kidney's job is to get rid of all of that debris. But if it builds up too quickly, it can actually build up and can cause tremendous problems. You get something called rhabdomyolysis, and that can cause kidney failure. No, it's not going to happen. There are certain individuals who are at increased risk, maybe have a propensity of developing this. But particularly if you're on train, just that pounding, you know, mile after mile after mile. So my advice to those individuals is, you know, reduce the pace, you know, and don't put as much stress on the joints and the bones.
Okay. And people would tend to drink a lot of water during a marathon. Does one have to be a bit cautious about that?
That's the other big issue we have about running a marathon. Now, most people are better educated today. They have a better understanding. There's more information available, you know, on the internet, et cetera, et cetera. But if you don't understand it, if you drink excess water, what you do is you dilute the sodium or the salt that's in your bloodstream. And if you dilute that too much, that can cause quite serious medical issues, including seizures and actually going into a coma. So that's a very serious thing. So my advice, rather than drinking pure water, is to make sure you're drinking water with a little bit of electrolyte or a sports drink or a gel, because they contain the electrolyte. So just to make sure you don't dilute your salt in your bloodstream.
Yeah, it's the thing as well about a marathon is that on any other day, yeah, if you're walking down the street and you get a pain in your back or your legs or your hips, you'll go, ooh, maybe I need to go to the doctor, or, you know, maybe I need to take some action about this. But a marathon is a situation where you're deliberately putting stress in all those parts of your body and you will get pains in them.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, it's after the marathon you really, really start to see what has happened to your body, because it's a tremendous toll on your body. Nearly every organ system is kicking in to try to keep you going for the full 42 kilometers. So the first thing is those damaged muscles, there's an enzyme. So when your muscles get damaged, an enzyme leaks into your bloodstream. Now, normally that enzyme is between 70 and 140. So that would be what it would be. Some people will get up to 12,000. After a marathon, they do that much damage that it leaks. So that's the first thing. The second thing during the marathon, because we want to supply most of the blood to the working muscles, because that's the engine during the marathon. And then we also want to dissipate heat, because we actually, our heat production increases 30 to 40 fold. We're not very good at using food to burning food for energy. We waste about 80% of it, and we have to extract or get rid of that as heat. So we get very warm. So the blood then goes to the surface so we can evaporate the heat. And what happens then, the other organs, such as the liver and the kidney, may be deprived of blood, and you could have kidney impairment for anywhere from 7 to 14 days after the marathon. In addition to that, because you damage those muscle cells during the marathon, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're trying to repair all that damage. And that requires your white blood cells to go to all the tissues that were damaged and repair it. So it means your white blood cells are down fixing your muscles. So if you're exposed to an opportunistic infection, you're probably going to be immune compromised. And there's a much greater likelihood you'll pick up infections. Yeah. So all of these things, the recovery after the marathon is just as important as the preparation.
And you know, you can read occasionally some fella decides to run 12 marathons or something for charity. Are you doing 12 times the amount of damage then?
Well, I would describe that in two words: utter madness. I mean, it's just, there's no, okay, people get the big kick, you know, out of being able to perform these, you know, multiple marathons in multiple cities in multiple weeks. But, you know, you're playing, it's Russian roulette with your body. Because again, as we get older, another issue of, think about, we pump out 5 liters of blood per minute. Think about doing that now for 6 hours. The pressure that's going to put, doubling your heart rate, increasing the amount of blood you're pumping per beat, that puts enormous stress on your heart, and particularly the right side. And there's now evidence as we get older and we do these long events, we get scarring. Now, in most people, it's temporary. But when you have temporary scarring, that can cause what we call arrhythmias or abnormal rhythms, and they can also be fatal. So, you know, you don't take these things lightly. We weren't engineered to go out and run multiple events that are 4 to 6 to 7 hours in duration. Hunter-gatherers, yes, they were out maybe for 3 or 4 hours, but they walked, followed their prey, maybe jogged a little bit, but it was mostly walking. So we're not designed to be doing these enormously stressful events.
Yeah. Now, to go back to reiterate your initial point, movement is good. Big fan of movement. That's great for the body. Is there a sweet spot, Niall, that maybe people should aim at? In terms of distance, yeah.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, exercise is basically as close as we've come to a magic bullet in medicine. There isn't an organ system that is not as positively affected. What the current recommendations are, we should get the equivalent, every adult in Ireland should get the equivalent of 30 minutes a day of walking, and twice a week do some form of resistance training to maintain muscle mass. That's the minimum guidelines recommended by the HSE.
Niall, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Niall Moyna there, a professor of clinical exercise physiology at DCU.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.